Can we read this, church? One voice. Are you ready? Begin. Begin.
I call on your name, Lord, from the Holy Spirit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide my ear from my voice.
Okay. Okay. I call on your name. Okay. I call on your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Right? That Lord is in the New Old Testament, but when we come to New Testament, that Lord becomes Jesus, as we know, right? God, through Angel Gabriel, gave the name Jesus to Joseph. Hey, Joseph, the baby in Mary's womb shall be called Jesus. Jesus means Savior. So that Lord Jesus, he called on the name of the Lord, from the lowest pit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from my. Do not hide your ear from my what? Sign. Sign means that's a breathing. That's a breathing. You understand? Brothers, now get this. Calling on the name of the Lord means breathing. I'm in the lowest pit. I call on your name. Listen to my breathing. That's what he's saying. Do you understand? So, calling on the name of the Lord means breathing. Would you repeat after me? Calling on the name of the Lord is breathing. Tell somebody. Brother, calling on the name of the Lord is breathing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, everyone here are alive because you are breathing. Did you know that, brothers and sisters, this is so simple. I cannot simplify, okay, this. Everything you see on this earth has to do with the spiritual world. Physical realm is pointing to spiritual realm. Do you understand? The material world is pointing to the spiritual world. You are living in two different realms. Your physical body is living and touching the earth and is living on the earth, physical realm, but at the same time, in your spirit, you are living in the spiritual realm. So you are living in different realms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So, physically speaking, you have to eat food. Now, how many of you ate lunch today? Did you eat lunch?
Yes.
Yeah? Hello? Raise your hand if you ate lunch. No wonder why you look weak. Can we eat banana now? So, banana 가져왔어, 혹시? What's the refreshment? Refreshment today. Susani, what's the 간식 뭐야 오늘? Okay, raise your hand if you didn't eat lunch. I mean it, you have to eat. Because no wonder why.
They're like.
I said, amen. I'm excited, amen. They need food. Without food, you have no strength. Raise your hand if you did not eat lunch. Raise your hand. Banana, give them. It's okay, you can eat. It's okay. 지금 먹으면서 들어도 괜찮아요. You want to eat, it's okay. Some of you are thinking, how dare you eating during the service, during the sermon? Get that concept out of your mind. Amen? Now this is a Lord's table now. We are eating the bread and the water. Everybody hungry? Eat now, please. Brother, you hungry?
From
Nepal, right?
India.
Your friend Toki is not India. India. What was your name, sir?
Rakesh.
Brother. From Nepal, right? What was your name? Sudip. I texted him yesterday. Please come. Okay. Sudip, you need banana. You have? Bonus. Amen.
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 Amen. Now, after eating, you're going to have a strength. And you're going to say louder. Amen, right?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Philip is eating banana. All of a sudden, he looks like a Superman now. I have a strength now. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yeah, but Jesus is powerful. Listen, we will make banana available every Sunday right there on the table. When you didn't have lunch, when you walk into the church building, you're hungry, please eat. Because if you don't eat, you look weak. And if you look weak, you know, yeah, it's sad. I feel sad. Okay? If you look strong and vibrant and excited, then I'm excited. Because we are the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand? For 2 days, my ear was hurting. I had a surgery a long time ago. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I had a surgery in my ear. And that was very crazy. I feel like someone put the drilling, you know drilling? Drilling into my ear. I could hear everything. That was so terrible. After having a surgery for 2 days, I had a sharp pain. And I couldn't function normally because of that sharp pain. You know what I'm saying? 1 year problem, the whole body problems. If you have a problem, the whole body has a problem. Do you understand? If you look weak, the whole it will affect the whole body. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does this make sense? Yeah, one negative word will influence the whole body. But one positive word, one encouragement will encourage and lift up the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You did a great job, brother. You did a great job. I didn't know you had a gift of preaching. You preach next Sunday. You follow the Spirit. I mean, I have known him for 4 years now? 2 years? What he shared today was 100% true, because I know him. Every time he comes to Korea, oh brother, help me, I want to stay in Korea, help me. But after 2 months, he fly back. He said, I have no money, brother. I have no money to fly back. Okay, here's the money, brother. You know, we help him a little bit. And then he came back. Oh, please find me some place where they need English minister. And I tried to find, I couldn't find. I said, I'm sorry, brother. He went back. Came again, he went back. And then when he goes back, he write me all the time. Oh, brother, please find me. Even at midnight, 3 a.m. And I said, don't write me anymore. Huh? Don't write me anymore. You are bothering me now. You are harassing me now. I'm busy with my life too. Don't bother. Right? I said that, right? But it doesn't. I think he has a gift of hearing one side and hitting a good one. Yes, yes. Because I told him many times, don't write me. He still writes me. That's him. Did you know that? That's him. He never give up. He never give up. So this is the fourth time to Korea. He came again and said, brother, look for me a job, ministry. And I say. And after 2 months, he said, oh, I have to go. After 1 month, he had to go back. And this is what he told me. From the one day when he came to Korea, he said, brother, this time I cannot extend my visa because this is the rule for this for conference. Remember? So I thought he's going to go back after 1 month. But after 1 month, he came back and said, hey, my visa extended. How? You said that's the rule that you have to go back. Miracle. And after he extended one month, and then he needs to go back, right? After 1 month, he came back again and said, I'm still here. And finally, he met all these Korean pastors through KakaoTalk, smiling, right? Oh, finally, God is blessing him. And now he's famous now. He's speaking in many Korean churches. You have lots of money now, right? He's speaking. Right there, the offering basket. Oh, what happened? Because he doesn't give up, finally God is blessing him. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, right? Remember? The widow? right? With a widow, unfair, and then she kept going to the judge. Oh, please, you gotta help me. And the judge said, oh, she bothered me so much. Okay, let me just bless you. This is his case. He bothered God too much. And God said, oh, if I don't get blessing, he's gonna keep coming after me. Anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But here's a joy. Somebody. Anyway, never give up. Sister Hannah, never give up. Amen? Keep calling on the name of the Lord. Amen? Okay. So, your body... I'm going to drink water. Listen. Your body needs food, right?
Yeah.
Say, my body needs food.
My body needs food.
Say, your body needs food.
Your body needs food.
So, listen, not only your body needs food, your body also needs water, drink, right? Okay, so you cannot live without food 40 days. 40 days, if you don't have food, you'll die, right? Right. Oh, Brother John, you're there. I see that. Brother John right there, raise your hand, from Nigeria. John. Oh, you're John too. You Jude. I said, Brother John, raise hand. You know, Brother John, he said, you have faith, and this is what he said, I have unusual faith. Yeah. That's what he said. He said, I have unusual faith. That's beautiful, isn't it? So, we want to see that unusual faith. Amen? So, our body, without 40 days, we die. Our body, without water, maybe 3 to 6 days, we die. Right? But, without air, without breath for 3 minutes, you die. Maybe 5 minutes if you have a bigger lung, right? Right? I want you to get this now, brothers. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this. God created us, body, to eat food, to drink water, and to breathe the air. Out of this food, drink, and air, the most important thing is air. If you go to a certain place and you cannot breathe for 3 minutes, you die. I like a Korean jjimjilbang, sauna. But bulgama, I don't like. You know bulgama? There's a called bulgama, fire gama. You go there, it's to sweat, right? But this bulgama is so hot, it's like a hell. It was so hot, and you cannot breathe. So I go there, I'm like, I come out. The air is very, very important. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that God will show his revelation today to you. Because if you don't get this, I'm telling you, your faith journey will be ups and down, and there's no real growth. We need to grow. Hello? You are getting older, right? Physically speaking, you are getting older. You are growing, right? Spiritually speaking, you need to grow. God wants you to grow. Up to what? Up to the mature bride, so you can marry Jesus as the mature bride. When you are a mature bride, Jesus, the bridegroom, will come back.
Amen.
Why he's not coming back? Because we are not mature yet. If we are mature, he will come back to marry, to have marriage feast in the air for 7 years. I'm excited for the marriage wedding in the air. Are you excited? So, food, that's the Bible. That's the Word of God. We need to eat the Word of God. Drinking water, we need to pray. Right? But the most important thing is breathing. You can go without food for 3 days. You can still live. You can go without water for 2 days. You can still live. But if you don't breathe, 5 minutes, you die. Spiritually speaking, eating the Word of God is our spiritual food, all right? Spiritual food and spiritual drink. But calling on the name of the Lord is the breathing. It's the spiritual breathing. So if you do not call on the name of the Lord, guess what? Spiritually, you will die. You will die. You will feel deadened, darkness, depressed, you know, gloomy. You will do that. You will not fear, you will not have that fire in your heart, in your spirit. Okay, I want you to experience now. I don't want you to die now, but I want you to experience this, okay? And I'm going to give a gift. This book, small booklet is called Praising. Praising by Brother Watchman. Oh, one of my favorite mini booklet. I guarantee you, if you read it, wow, what is this? Yeah. Okay? The content of this is so good. Today, after you read, you're going to jump and praise the Lord. All right? So I'm going to give this to you if you hold your breath longest. All right? Now, if you cannot hold it, please breathe, okay? All right? Please breathe. Don't hold your breath till you die. Or till you collapse. No, I don't want you to do that. This is just a practice now, and this is an exercise to see the importance of the air. All right, there's a full of air here now, so we can breathe. All right, now when I say 1, 2, 3, you stop your breath. All right, now you need to breathe first. You need to, and then hold your breath, and then I'm gonna count. All right, somebody has that thing, the phone thing, that timer. Yeah. All right, listen. Raise your hand, everybody. Raise your hand. Now, don't do that. Oh, sister, don't do that. No, don't do that. Okay, raise your hand. Okay, ready? Now, everybody. Now, when you take air, and when I say stop, you stop. And then when you breathe again, you put your hand down. Do you understand? You understand? When you breathe again, you put your hands down. So the one whose hand is up the longest, he wins or she wins. All right, then we'll do that. All ready? Brother, what do you want to do?
Yes.
You're a timer?
Yes, I am timer.
Okay, good. But you try to do that. You know? Maybe this belongs to you. Okay. Ready? All right, take the air now. Go, take the air. Stop. Now you have to be honest. If you breath, see, he went down now. You breathe breath, put your hands down. If you breathe, put your hands down. I'm guessing maybe Pastor Dunlaj will be the longest. Because he's from Bhutan. Fresh air there. Fresh air. Well, I'm already lost. He ate too much cow there. The roll cow. More important to the ministry than you die. So, put your hands down if you breathing. Romanes is okay. Breathe. he's like, you almost die. Don't do that. Oh, okay. You gotta be honest, all right? Be honest. So this side, everybody, finish. Wow, this side is very strong. Oh wow, look at this. Wow, Pakistan is finished. Nepal, Ijaz, Pakistan. I think Pakistan, they have a large lung. Okay, out of four now, four. Oh, he's done. Out of four.
Remember, they said it was a lot of people didn't have lunch.
Didn't have lunch? Look, he's almost dying. He's almost dying. I think he's almost dying. Yes, breathe, brother. It's okay. You don't have to bet your life. It's okay, brother. You just finished. Oh, pitching to you. Oh, okay. All right. You sure you're not breathing? I think. Okay, oh wow. No wonder why he stood up with the phone. Wow, how many minutes? How many minutes? Let's see. Oh, stop, stop. 2 minutes, 22 seconds.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, brother, this belongs to you. Pray, praise him. Yeah, yeah, you're going to dance today. Amen. If you are blessed with this, after this, you share with your brothers, all right? Because I'm telling you, it's very good. Wow, 2 minutes, 22 seconds. So I am right, if you don't breathe about 3 minutes, you might collapse, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. If you don't breathe, oh, Lord Jesus, for 3 minutes. Do you get my point? Okay, sister, can you go to the last slide now? Because I want to get to you the point here. The rest of stuff, you have a sermon outline here. You can read it for yourself. You can understand easily, okay? I'm not going to go through everything to preach. I'm just going to get to the main point now. Okay, go to the main part where Christ, do that. Christ as the Word. Christ as the Word. Very good, very good. Okay, this part. Look, look. Okay. Now, you appreciate, right? We just exercise holding of our breath for 2 minutes, even two minutes, right? 22 seconds. 2 minutes, 22 seconds. Wow. And now you can appreciate the air you can breathe, right? Do you appreciate? Aren't you glad that you can breathe? Aren't you glad that you have a clean air here? If there's a poison, then we all die, right? Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have air to breathe.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, come on now. Oh, I have a feeling now. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on. More spirit. Look at this now. See, you are free to breathe. And you are breathing. And that's why you are living.
Amen.
Look at this. You are breathing means you are living.
Amen.
Bible says, leave Christ out. Bible says, leave Christ. For to me to live is Christ. So for us to live Christ, we need to breathe Him. Hello? You need one more banana? Are you awake?
Yes.
Physically speaking, you are breathing, you are living. Spiritually speaking, you are calling on the name of the Lord, you are breathing. If you're not calling on the name of the Lord, guess what? You are not breathing, or you're not breathing enough. So spiritually speaking, some of you, hopefully not, but maybe some of you, you are in coma. Because you're not breathing well. You're not breathing well, you are in coma. Huh? So when, hello, come on, focus please. This is very crucial now, right? So when the word of God is declared, you don't feel anything because you are in coma. Hello? When a member of the body of Christ call on the name of the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, then your heart ought to be stirred. Your emotion ought to be stirred too. Because the name Jesus is beautiful name, it's wonderful name, it's powerful name, it's saving name, it's a name above all name. That name was crucified on the cross and rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you're spiritually alive, then somebody is calling on the name of the Lord, you will be excited and you cannot help yourself but to reply and say, Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the name Jesus is living and active. It's not a dead name like Hitler, right? Like Abraham Lincoln. It's not a dead name, but it's living. It's an active name. For us to call on the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ had to pay the price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He paid the price of coming into the world as in the flesh, in the form of flesh, in the form of serpent. He came in the flesh. He lived 33 years. Most of his life was what? Was lonely, isn't it? Was rejected, abandoned. And finally, he was beaten and he was crucified. So that we can call on his name. And be saved. Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
I am not saying this. Bible is declaring, right? Someone say, do not kidding me around. just call on the name of the Lord Jesus and you can be saved. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And calling on the name of the Lord is a warfare, my friend.
Amen.
Did you know that? It's a warfare, spiritual warfare, because Satan hates the name of Jesus. I think there's a part here where it says, Satan's hatred. Let me just go over this, right? Do you have an outline, someone outline? Please, let's go through it quickly. Satan's hatred of the name of Jesus. A, attacking his name. Acts chapter 26, verse 9. Can we read this? Oh, yeah, then we'll follow this. Okay. Quickly, let's follow this, okay? Begin. But Barnabas took hold of him and led him to the apostles. And B, related to the household, had been? What happened? Okay, this one. I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to what? Oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You see, Satan is opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Who's opposing it? Satan is opposing it. Satan is opposing it. Even now, you want to open your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, you know what? Satan is opposing it. Satan doesn't mind us preaching the Bible, but Satan minds us preaching in the name of Jesus. Okay? Okay, so Satan attack the name of Jesus, right? To oppose. B, next one. Satan also preventing speaking in his name. Acts chapter 4, verse 17, 18. Let's read it together. Begin. And in order that this would not be spread further among the people, let us threaten them that they no longer speak based upon this name to anyone. So religious leaders are saying, hey, let's threaten them so that they will not speak on the name of Jesus. Do you see this, my friend? It's a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. Satan does not want you to speak the name of Jesus. But God wants. Amen.
Amen.
See, having to suffer or for his name, right? Acts 5:41. Begin. Is it 5:41 or 5:40? Next one. Acts 5:41. Is that 40? Okay, good. Okay. When the apostles were persecuted and rejoiced that they were worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus. It's worthy. They considered worthy to suffer because of the name of Jesus. And the last one, do not deny this name. Revelation 3:8. Okay, begin. I know your deeds. See, I have one place. This is writing to the Church of Philadelphia. Okay, the brotherly love. Brotherly love, Church of Philadelphia. You have kept my word and have not denied my name. Oh Lord Jesus, we will never deny the Lord's name. We are proud of his name, amen. And we love his name, amen. And we will call on his name because that is my spiritual breathing. I will not, I should be calling on the name of the Lord. Before 3 minutes, huh? Okay, now let me get to the final now. Okay, conclusion. Okay, go back to that point. You know what I'm saying, right? Okay, go back to the last slide. Last slide, right? Very good now. Okay, this is my final now. Conclusion, okay? All right, ready? Can we read this together? One voice, begin. Christ as the Word. The Word is for expression. Christ as the Lamb. The Lamb is for redemption. Christ as the tree. The tree is for the impartation of life.
Christ as the bread. The bread is for our
living. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, this is not too hard to understand. Listen to this, right? Very, very simple. Christ is the Word, right? Christ is the Word. The Word became flesh, right? So Christ is the Word, and the Word is for expression. You see? The Word is for expression. Everybody say, the Word is for expression. Do you know what I'm talking about? The Bible here, this is the Word, this is the Word, and the Word is the expression of God. This is the expression of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Unless otherwise, we will not know who God is, right? So the word is for expression. Do you understand? The words you speak for Christ is expression of triune God.
Amen.
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 So this is God's desire. Every Sunday you come to church, you know what? Church service, Sunday meeting, and God desires you to express Him.
Amen.
Because you have triune God in you. Don't you? So you have to express, you have to show, share and express your portion of Christ. Unless otherwise, we will not enjoy that Christ. If He did not share His Christ, we will not enjoy His Christ, right? If He didn't share it, we will not enjoy His Christ. Alex, he shared His Christ. We enjoy His Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Did you enjoy? Yes. Amen?
Amen?
So three or four people share Christ. How about 10 people share? It will be more abundant, isn't it?
Yes.
How about 20 people share? It will be more abundant. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Next, Christ is the Lamb. The Lamb is for?
Redemption.
The Lamb is for redemption. So we need to praise the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
Praise to be the Lamb. Amen.
Amen?
And the third is Christ is the tree. The tree is for the impartation of life. The tree, Jesus Christ is the vine, we are the branch. We are connected. And guess what? We receive the impartation of the life of God. This makes sense, right? Now this makes sense. The last one is what I'm trying to get to you. It says Christ as the breath. The breath is for our?
Living.
Come on, just read that last part, please. Again, begin. Christ as the breath. The breath is for our?
Living.
It's for our?
Living.
Are you living?
Yes.
Are you living?
Yes.
Obviously, physically, you are living every day. You are eating, drinking, you are breathing, right? But spiritually, we need to also eat and drink and breathe. Breath is for our living. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen. Look at this now, right? Breathing is unintentional. Okay, I say this again. Breathing is unintentional. Do you, anyone breathe like this? I must breathe now. I must breathe now. Anybody breathe like this? Do you intentionally breathe? No, you intentionally breathe. If you get the revelation of God now, say amen.
Amen.
Some of you are getting it already, even though I didn't went that far. Are you getting it? First, you call on the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus, deliberately, intentionally. Because we need to exercise our spirit. We need to exercise our spirit. Even our body, we need exercise, right? We need spiritual exercise. So you have to deliberately, intentionally say, oh, Lord Jesus. Exercise, my friend. But that deliberately calling on the name of the Lord, intentional calling on the name of the Lord should proceed to unconsciously, unintentionally calling on the name of the Lord. That's your spiritual breathing. It is then you can leave Christ. No wonder why the Bible says pray without ceasing. And you're thinking, how? I should go to church 24 hours and pray? That's not what it means. Pray without ceasing means you need to breathe. Spiritually breathe. Inhale, exhale. And you can do that by calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. You are doing it intentionally, deliberately, first time. But later, after a few months, you can do it unintentionally. Because breathing is unintentional. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, impart your name. Impart the power of your name and breathe. Can we read the last scripture and we'll finish that? Okay, last scripture. That last scripture, where is it? Ezekiel 37:9. Ezekiel 37:9, all right? Okay, everybody stand now. Everybody stand. I'm finished with this. All right? Ezekiel 37:9. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's recite. Okay, we're not just lightly reciting, okay? You are prophesizing now. You are prophesizing it. You are shouting it. This is a declaration of your faith. Amen?
Amen.
Declaration of your faith. Okay, ready? Okay, ready? Begin.
And he said to me, prophesy to the breath.
prophesy, Son of Man. I say to it, this is word of the Lord.
Come from the four winds, all breath. Breathe into this saint, slain, that they may live. Amen? No, no. Oh, okay, okay. Just that part, all breath. All breath.
Breathe into us.
One more time. All breath.
All breath.
Breathe into us.
Breathe into us.
That we may live.
That we may live.
One more time. All breath.
All breath.
Breathe into us.
Breathe into us.
That we may live.
That we may live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what? Calling on the name of the Lord. You know what? Even that calling on the name of the Lord, we need the breath of God.
Amen.
We need the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We cannot call on the name of the Lord with our own willpower. We need the grace of God.
Amen.
Oh, we need the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We need the wind of God. Amen.
Amen.
So from starting today on, that you will unintentionally breathe.
Amen.
Unintentionally calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And God will deliver you from crisis, from all problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God will rescue you. God will deliver you.
Amen.
There will be breakthrough in your job, in your visa, whatever, whatever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you don't give up, like this brother here. Never give up, never, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, one more time. All breath.
All breath.
Breathe into us.
Breathe into us.
And then what is it?
That we may live.
That we may live.
Okay, talk to somebody. All breath, breathe into my brother, that he may live. Come on. All breath, breathe into.